Buddy, the Spirit of God just swooped here tonight if we'll just honor the Lord. Now, some of you ain't caught on yet. You're just sitting there in a daze. You're looking to see who's what somebody's got on, and you're looking at everybody in here. Forget us. We're here to honor the Lord tonight. I was sitting over there, and I'm thinking, boy, I leave right on target tonight, Lord. I like this honoring Jesus. And my eyes went across there, and I seen that blue shirt right back there. It said, Jesus, right on the front of it. And I don't even know who you are, man, but stand up. I just looked there, and my eyes landed right on that, and I went, glory, amen. Amen. Boy, I tell you, we're on target tonight, and I just feel good in my soul. I feel good in my soul. It's because of Jesus we're not going to hell. It's because I got about 400 brags on him right here in my hand. Amen. All right, sing it, folks. Spiritual and physically, my very true love. Amen. My best friend and the best thing that ever happened to me. Amen. Worthy all praise. Love, friend, always there in a time of need. My shepherd, all mercy and glory eternal. Jesus dying on the cross for my sins so I can go to heaven. The sweetest name I know. Son of God, the cross, the blood that covered my sins. Jesus is all the world to me. You don't hear nobody talking like that about these rock singers. Or even, but he's all the world to me. I mean, they'll put their picture on their t-shirt, but none of them have said he's everything to me, unless they're about act crazy. You know, some woman started the Church of Elvis the other day. Did you hear about that? They got the Church of Elvis started. Some idiot. That's stupid. You know what? And she said they bow down to the Pope in Rome, and they bow down to the Queen of England, and we ought to worship Elvis here. I want to say we ought not. We ought to worship Jesus Christ. There's people getting married in the church out there, you know, but listen to this. Don't this sound better? Jesus has given me the only real reason to live. He's the one satisfied. Oh, what a lovely name, the only name above all others. Jesus, I love you. Without you, we are nothing. Amen. Church full of fanatics. Best friend I ever had. Love friend, merciful Father, I love him. My Savior, Jesus. I don't know what all that said. Can't read it. The blood he shed for me and the new life he gave me. I love him because he first loved me. Holiness, righteousness, the one who died for the sins of the whole world, the one I can depend on when nobody else cares for me. When my friends forsake me, God will not. The one who gave his life for me and the one who is my best friend. Boy, there's about 20. We got about almost 400 more here tonight. Ain't that something? Got born again 47 years ago. Savior, Redeemer, love, Almighty, everything to me because he saved me from hell. He took me out took me out of nothing and gave me everything. Saved you out of hell. How long has it been since you just shouted about an hour on not having to go to hell when you die? Boy, I tell you, it's just time to just take a good old running fit. And you know, we got a lot of problems, but my soul, if you ain't going to hell, you got everything in the world to be happy about. Amen. My Lord, my Savior, my best friend who gave everything for me. He did something for me nobody else will. Holy, true, faithful, magnificent, gracious, sovereign, mighty, just. He's my best friend. He's with me always through my ups and downs. My everything, wonderful, gracious, forgiving, grace, merciful, with exclamation points on them, every one of them nearly. Grace, 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 mercy, love, forgiveness, best friend I've ever had. Jesus on the cross dying for me. Sweetest name in Almighty God that saved my soul from hell and lives within my heart. The precious blood he shed for me, glory, salvation, loving wife. Wonderful daughter, home in heaven, best pastor, best church. Amen. Jesus is the reason why I am where I am today. Somebody's missionary offering. My Savior that saved me from hell, God's Son, the ruler over everything and everybody. He died for me. He loves me more than I'll ever know. He is King. Died for me. Jesus loves us all. Come on, Brother John, get us a song. Everybody get you a hymn book. We're all going to stand and sing. My best friend. Wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace, spiritual enlightenment, particularly God's Word. All right, everybody stand. Let's sing.
33, please. 233. Sing out together tonight. 233.
Amen. Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my friend from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am sad to I want no better friend. Ready? Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust him now. I'll trust him when life's fleeting day shall end. Beautiful life with such a friend. Beautiful life that has no end. Eternal life, eternal joy. He's my friend.
Amen. All right, now the Parkers are getting ready to come and sing one, I believe, for us. While they're coming, let me hear a few more. If you came in late, this is a Jesus service. Everything we're doing tonight honors Jesus Christ. I've got stacks and stacks of cards here that you filled out ago. This one says, I love Jesus. He died for me. He saved me. Jesus is the best friend I've ever had. A very special friend, help, comforter. He's always there. He saved my soul and set me free. The only way to heaven. I don't have to go to hell. Amen. Listen to this one. My Savior, wonderful, counselor, mighty, powerful, merciful, mighty, terrific, super. He is everything. He's all I need. My sins are forgiven and I'm saved. Jesus, he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Almighty Creator, and yet he cares about me. He took away all my sins, sickness, shame, guilt, despair. No one else in the whole world could do that. I love Jesus. He's my Lord and Savior. He's my best friend. Some Greek. Can't read that. I reckon it means I love him. Peace, strength, and comfort. I love him. Jesus loves me. Thank you, Lord. That one's blank there. The man who died on the cross to cover our sins, covered by the blood. Because of Jesus, I am saved from an eternal burning hell. Amen? All right, go ahead.
Hallelujah!
His arms around me.
Savior, Alpha and Omega, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, my Savior, the one who loves me no matter what. Love and eternal life, salvation and joy. The only one, the one who died on Calvary and shed his blood to save me. Note, this was right on the spur of the moment. We just passed these cards out, and I said, write down the first thing that comes into your mind when you hear Jesus. What if we'd have had time to think of something? Amen. Him dying on the cross. He saved me. He's been so good, full of mercy and grace. He's my best friend. Savior, eternal life and love. All-sufficient Savior, my only hope of heaven, the name above all names, Philippians 2, 9, 11. Say, Lord of Lords, my, looks like hero, my Savior, amen. Love and salvation for eternity. Love, live, God. You can tell as a kid there, Jesus died for me. Jesus died for me, amen. Peace. Gentle and loving Savior, Jesus is all to me. Love, hope, and forever happiness. Love to me. My Savior and friend, who cares? All right, now my little group. Come on up here, ladies, my little group. Turn the piano down just a hair on the piano volume. I want my little group to come up here and get behind me. Jesus is all the world to me. The blood that he shed on the cross. Jesus, a wonderful Savior, crucified, resurrected, and coming again. Amen. Superior, my best friend, the greatest love I've ever known, forgiveness, new life, fullness, and security in life. Died on the cross, saved my wicked soul from hell. Salvation, love, joy, peace, adoration, contentment, strength, endurance, a wonderful future. My Lord, my God, my Savior. I like what old Thomas said that time. When he come, the Lord told him to put his finger there and touch his side, and Thomas said that same thing. My Lord and my God. Amen. Boy, I doodles more of them here. The best thing in the whole world. Lord of Lords, all Lords. Like Chris has been singing all week, Jesus Christ is all I need, all I need. I think of what he suffered for me. I am not worth all the things he has done for me. My personal friend, I love him. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. The Lord of my life, the Bible, going to heaven, and someone to lean on. Jesus loves us. A wonderful man, teacher, leader, a friend who has seen me through. I'm still alive because of him. Wonderful, merciful, loving, kind, grace, salvation, everlasting, and heaven. Died for my sins. Savior, most wonderful, beautiful, and glorious of all in this world. Lord of Lords, King of Kings, wonderful, great. He died just for me, for everyone who believes. My Savior and keeper of my soul, the only true, dependable friend I have. Just on and on and on and on. The best friend you could ever have. The only one that won't do you wrong. Ain't that a blessing tonight? All those are things that we've said about Jesus. You may have heard the illustration that I've used before. And the illustration goes like this. Said there was a little girl one time and her daddy didn't want her bothering him. And he told his little girl, she said, Daddy, I want you to play with me. And he said, no, I've got work to do. You're bothering me right now. And she said, Daddy, you're bothering me. You're bothering me, honey. And she said, well, I want something to do. He said, all right, here, you put this puzzle together. And it was a puzzle, a map of the world. Had all the different, the continents and states and everything out of place, and the oceans and the rivers and all. And he said, here, you put that puzzle together and then I'll play with you. And he knew she didn't know how it went. It's just a big mess. And it wasn't but about 20 minutes later she come back in there and she said, Daddy, Daddy. She said, guess what? I've got the puzzle all put back together. And he said, well, that's impossible. You didn't know how that world's supposed to go. And she said, no, Daddy, I didn't. The world's in an awful mess. But she said, you know, it had a picture of Jesus on the back. And she said, I knew what Jesus looked like. And you know, when I put Jesus together, the whole world turned out right. Amen. And you know what's wrong with this old world tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Jesus ain't in his right place. One day he'll sit on the throne as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and it'll all be all right then. Now, they're going to sing to you while I preach.
And I'm going to read the sermon tonight. I've never done this before. And I ain't Jonathan Edwards, but I've got a sermon here to read to you. And you listen. Jesus, wonderful Lord. All right, go ahead. Now as we start. Down just a hair of the pen, Brother Bill. Here we go. More than 1900 years ago, there was a man born contrary to the laws of life. This man lived in poverty and was reared in obscurity. He did not travel extensively. Only once did he cross the boundary of the country in which he lived, and that was during his exile in childhood. Can you hear me? Hear me back there? All right. He possessed neither name, wealth, or influence. His relatives were inconspicuous, uninfluential, and had neither training nor education. In infancy, he startled a king. In childhood, he puzzled doctors. In manhood, he ruled the course of nature. He walked. He never wrote a song, and yet he's furnished the theme for more songs than all the songwriters combined. He never founded a college, but our schools put together cannot boast of having as many studs. He never practiced medicine, and yet he's healed more broken hearts than all the doctors far and near. He never marshaled an army, nor drafted a soldier, nor fired a gun. You know, leader ever had more volunteers who, under his orders, made more rebels stack arms and surrender without a shot being fired. He's the star of astronomy, the rock of geology, the lion and the lamb of zoological kingdom. He's the revealer of the snares that lurk in the darkness, the rebuker of every evil thing that prowls by night, the quickener of all that is wholesome, the adorner of all that is beautiful, the reconciler of all that is contradictory. He's the harmonizer of all discords and the healer of all diseases and the savior of all mankind. Listen now. He fills the pages of theology and humanology. Every prayer that goes up to God, that gets to God, goes through His name, and it has to be granted for His sake. Every seventh day, many of the wheels of commerce cease their turning, and multitudes make their way to worshiping assemblies to pay homage and respect to Him. The names of past proud statesmen of Greece and Rome have come and gone. The names of past scientists, philosophers, and theologians have come and gone. But the name of this man abounds more and more. Though time has spread 1900 years between that man and this generation, the scene of his crucifixion, yet he still lives. Herod could not kill him. Satan could not seduce him. Death could not hold him. He stands forth upon the highest pinnacle of heavenly glory, proclaimed of God, acknowledged by angels, adored by saints, feared by devils, as the living personal Christ. This man, as you know, is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. A study of the Bible reveals Him as a central subject and great theme. What the hub is to the wheel, Jesus Christ is to the Bible. It revolves around Him. All of its types point to Him. All its truths converge in Him. All of its glories reflect Him. All of its promises radiate from Him. All of its beauties are embodied by Him. All its demands are exemplified by Him. All of its predictions are accepted by Him. Abel's lamb was a type of Christ. Abraham offering Isaac on Mount Moriah was a type of God giving Christ His only Son on Mount Calvary. He's the Passover lamb in Egypt was His type. The brazen serpent over yonder in the wilderness in Numbers 21 was a type of Him. He told Nicodemus of that. The scapegoat typified His bearing our sin. The scarlet thread was harlot Rahab hung out the window, showed the blood that flowed through His veins. Joseph is pictured to us in the Bible without a flaw as a type of Christ who did no sin, neither was any guile found in His mouth. In the Old Testament, He's the angel of the Lord. As such, He appeared unto men. He was with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He was with Abel in his death. He walked with Enoch. He rode with Noah on his ark. He ate with Abraham in the desert tent. He pleaded with Lot to leave Sodom. He watched Isaac reopen the wells that his father Abraham dug. He wrestled with Jacob at Peniel. He strengthened Joseph in his temptation. He protected him in prison and exalted him to the first place in the kingdom. He watched over Moses in the ark of the bulrushes and talked to him from the burning bush. Amen. He went down into Egypt, opened the Red Sea for him to go, give him bread from heaven, protected him in a pillar of fire by night. After 120 years of companionship that left no marks of passion of time opposed us, he led him up on the plains of Moab, up on the Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, let him take one long loving look at the promised land, and then kissed him to sleep, folded Moses' hands over his breast, buried his body in an unmarked grave, asleep till the resurrection day. He was the captain of the Lord's host to Joshua. He led him over the swollen stream of Jordan flood tide, around Jericho in conquest of Ai, helped him conquer Canaan, divide the land. He was with Samuel, rebuked Saul. He was with David when he wrote the 23rd Psalm. He was with Solomon when he built the temple. He was with King Hezekiah when Sennacherib invaded the land. He is with Josiah and his great reformation that brought the people back to the law. He is with Ezekiel and Daniel down in Babylon. He is with Jeremiah in the wall. In fact, he was all those who through faith subdued kingdom, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, were valiant and fly, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Amen! Hallelujah! Keep singing. I'm just getting warmed up. Give me a drink of water, brother. Abraham saw his day and rejoiced and was glad. Jacob called him the lawgiver of Judah. Moses called him the prophet that was to come. Job called him my redeemer that lives. Daniel called him the ancient of days. Jeremiah called him the Lord our righteousness. Isaiah called him wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. All of this in the Old Testament, yes, and much more. To him give all the prophets witness, the Bible says. Micah tells of the place of his birth. Jonah tells of his burial and resurrection. Amos tells of his second advent to build again the tabernacles of David. Joel describes the day of his wrath. Zechariah tells of his coming reign as king over all the earth. Ezekiel tells us of that millennial temple. And it matters little whether we wander down the aisles, avenues, and byways or highways of the Old Testament. Jesus walks beside us as he walked beside the two disciples on that dusty road to Emmaus and opened to them the Scriptures. It tell of him. Its sacrifices show him. Its symbols signify him. Its histories are his stories. Its songs are his sentiments. Its prophecies are his pictures. Its promises are his pledges. Our hearts burn within us as he walks beside us, open to us the Word of God. When we open the New Testament, the Word which was in the beginning with God becomes flesh and dwells among us, full of grace and truth as we behold his glory. There are four personal histories of his earthly life written in the New Testament. One as a servant in the book of Matthew. One, the redeemed publican, signifies his lineage. In Mark, the unknown servant, which magnifies his service. In one is Luke, the beloved physician, and tells of his humanity. And one is John, whom Jesus loved, and tells of his deity. He is Christ the King in Matthew, the servant in Mark, the man in Luke, and the incarnate Word in John. Concerning his royal lineage, when that he was born in Bethlehem, the seed of Abraham, the son of David, the son of Mary, the son of God, was acknowledged as King of the Jews, Christ the Lord, God's Son, Savior of man, angels, demons, shepherds, and wise men knew that he was God's Son. He was Christ the King. Concerning his service, as a tribute of gold when they brought to him there at his birth gold and frankincense and myrrh. Concerning his service, we learn that he labored as a carpenter, opened the eyes of the blind and stopped deaf ears, loosed dumb tongues, cleansed lepers, healed the sick, restored withered hands, fed the hungry, sympathized with the sad, washed the disciples' feet with Mary and Martha, preached the gospel to the poor, went about doing good, and gave his life as a ransom for many. Concerning his humanity, we learn that he was born of a woman, as a little baby was wrapped in swaddling clothes, grew up and developed as a child in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and man. He worked with his hands. He grew weary. He hungered. He thirsted. He slept. He felt the surge of anger. He knew what it was to be sad, to shed tears, to sweat. He was betrayed. He went through the mockery of a criminal trial, was scourged, had his hands and feet pierced, wore a crown of thorns, was spit upon, was crucified, wrapped in a winding sheet and buried in a borrowed tomb behind a sealed stone that was guarded by Roman soldiers. Think about that this evening. Concerning his deity, we read that he was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life. He spoke matchless words. He stilled the storms. He calmed the waves. He rebuked the winds. He multiplied the loaves. He turned water to wine, raised the dead, foretold the future, gave hearing to the deaf, sight to the blind, speech to the lame, cast out demons, healed diseases, forgave sins, claimed equality with God, rose from the dead, and possessed all authority united in one personality. You know anybody tonight can even begin to compare with that? Name all the rulers of this world. They can't even start to scratch the surface of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was both God and man. Two individuals united in one personality. As a man, he thirsted. But as God, he gave living water. As a man, he went to a wedding. But as God, he turned the water to wine before he left. As a man, he slept in a boat. But as God, he got up and told the waves to lay down and be still. As a man, he was tempted. But as God, he sinned not. As a man, he wept. But as God, he raised Lazarus from the dead after weeping. As a man, he prayed. But as God, he makes intercession for us when we pray. This what makes Paul, when he says, writes without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentile, believed on in the world, received up into glory. He was made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. He's the light of this world. He's the bread of life. He's the true vine. He's the shepherd. He is the way. He is the light. He is the door to heaven. He is the faithful witness. He is the first begotten from the dead. He is the prince of the kings of the earth. He is the King of kings. He is Lord of lords. He is Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Lord who is and was, who is to come, the Almighty. I'm He, said, that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. He's the theme of the Bible from one end to the other. Amen. Listen to Him in the Word of God. In Genesis, He's the seed of the woman. In Exodus, He's the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, He is thy priest. In Numbers, He's the pillar of cloud by day, amen, and a pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, He's the prophet that's like unto Moses. In Joshua, He's the captain of our salvation. In Judges, He is our judge and lawgiver. In Ruth, He's our kinsman redeemer. In 1 and 2 Samuel, He's our trusted prophet. In Kings and Chronicles, He's the reigning king. In Ezra and Nehemiah, He's the rebuilder of the broken down walls of human lives. In Esther, He's our Mordecai. In Job's our ever living redeemer. In Psalms, He's the shepherd. In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, He's our wisdom. In the Song of Solomon, He's the lover and bridegroom. In Isaiah, He's the Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, He's the righteous branch. In Lamentations, He's the weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, He's the Lord is there. In Daniel, He's the fourth man in the fire. With the Hebrew, oh, amen. again. Hallelujah. In Hosea, he's a faithful husband married to the backslider. In Joel, he is the God of the battle. In Amos, he's the burden bearer. In Obadiah, he's mighty to save. In Jonah, he's the great foreign missionary. In Micah, he's the messenger of beautiful feet. In Nahum, he's the avenger of God's elect. In Habakkuk, he's God's evangelist, crying out thy work in the midst of the years. In Zephaniah, he's the Savior. In Haggai, he's the restorer of God's lost heritage. In Zechariah, he's the fountain open to the house of David for sin and uncleanness. In Malachi, he's the son of righteousness, rising with healing in his wings. In Matthew, he's the Messiah. In Mark, he's the wonder worker. In Luke, he's the son of man. In John, he's the son of God. In Acts, he's the Holy Ghost come down from heaven. In Romans, he's a justifier. In 1 and 2 Corinthians, he's a sanctifier. In Galatians, he's a redeemer from the curse of the law. He's the Christ of unsearchable riches. In Philippians, he's the God who supplies all our needs. In Colossians, he's the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians, he's the soon coming King. In 1 and 2 Timothy, he's our mediator between God and man. In Titus, he's our faithful pastor. In Philemon, he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. In Hebrews, he's the blood of the everlasting covenant. In James, he's our great physician, for the prayer of faith shall save the sick. In 1 and 2 Peter, he's the chief shepherd who shall soon appear with a crown of life and unfading glory. In Jude, he's the Lord coming with 10,000 of his saints. And in Revelation, he's King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. He's Abel's sacrifice. He's Noah's rainbow. He's Abraham's ram. He's Isaac's well. He's Jacob's ladder. He's Issachar's burdens. He's Jacob's scepter. He's Balaam's Shiloh. He's Moses' rod. He's Joshua's sun and moon that stood still. Elijah's mantle. He's Elisha's staff. He's Gideon's fleece. He's Samuel's horn of oil. He's David's slingshot. He's Isaiah's fig tree. He's Hezekiah's sundial. He's Daniel's vision. He's Amos' burden. He's Malachi's son of peace. Peter's shadow. He's Stephen's signs and wonders. He's Paul's handkerchief. He's John's pearly white city. He's Danny's best friend. Amen. Woo! Amen. He's the one that's helped me down through the years when nobody else could do anything for me. The Lord in glory has helped my soul. He's a father to the orphan. He's a husband to the widow. He's a traveler to the night and the bright morning star. He's to those who walk in the lonesome valley. He's a lily of the valley. Amen. He's the rose in Sharon. He's a honey in the rock. Amen. He's honey in the rock. He's the sweetest thing that this world has ever heard of. There ain't nobody can compare with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the brightness of God's glory. He's the express image of his person. He's the King of glory. He's the pearl of great price. He's the rock in a weary land. He's the cup that runneth over. He's the rod and staff that comfort the government of our life. He's Jesus of Nazareth, King, Son of the living God, my Savior, my companion, my Lord, and my King. Come on, youth choir. All of youth choir, fill up the choir while they're still up here. Amen. Just worship Him tonight. Just worship Him. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Without Him, we're nothing tonight. With Him, we can do anything. Amen, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Yes, amen. Made everything new. He made everything new when He saved my soul. We're going to sing. Y'all just stay out here if you want to. About that name of Jesus. There's no other name.
There is no other name.
Say. The one who saved me. He cares for me. And no one ever did. He gave His life. He saved my soul. He's my Lord, my Savior, and my salvation. Best friend I ever had. He took away all my sin, shame, guilt, and despair. Amen. Hallelujah.
devil, his body veiled.
Yes, amen.
Away.
Now think about that tonight.
The people greatly feared, for he would not be bound by chains.
Yes, amen. Glory
yes,
to Jesus.
At the name
you ain't got nobody
Jesus,
else you can depend on tonight. You can depend on him.
Away.
You know what? He's the one that's going to get us through this mess. He's the one that's going to carry our church through and take care of us. Sing it, kids. Hey! Yes! Hallelujah! Come on, sing! Come on, sing! Sing! The only one I can depend on. The sweetest name I know. He is my personal Father, Savior, Friend, most of all my God. Friend, Master, Savior. Friend, Savior. Lord, mighty God, everlasting to peace, King of kings, sweetest name I know. Go ahead. Head man, coming soon. My Savior. Going to heaven forever, eternally saved from hell. He's done so much. He's my best friend. I love him more than words can tell. Amen. Everything, love, friend, sinless, almighty, Savior, love. Everybody sing it now. Come on, sing. Hallelujah.
Tell you what we're going to do right now. The next part of the service, just stay out here, me and Carrie. I believe there's somebody here tonight, you know, somebody that's all those things that I talked about tonight. That's why preachers never run out of something to preach.
Yeah.
You could go on that forever. Think about how we're going to glorify him when we get to heaven. My soul! Can you imagine some of them Old Testament prophets getting up there in a glorified body? We'll be about 2 or 3 million of us sitting down in a big amphitheater. The Lord's got fixed over on the north side of glory somewhere and let him expound some of them scriptures. Why, they'll be preaching in heaven. Won't have to preach about sin and stuff. It won't be that.
Yeah.
Boy, they'll be telling us about all them great things that God. I've heard people say, Well, we'll get to heaven. Listen, no more preaching. I don't know. You'll probably want to hear it when you get there. Amen. Amen. And I tell you what. Listen, anybody that great, we ought to live for him. I ought not to have to sneak over to your house or look in your compartment to see what kind of tapes you listen to. Amen. Nobody ought not to have to follow you around and see how you dress in public. If you love Jesus Christ, you'll want to please him. And that's what it's all about tonight, folks. You serve the Lord because you love him for what he done. We love him, why? Because he first loved us. We don't try to do these things because we're scared we're going to hell. We're not going to hell. We're saved. Our name's in the book of life. And I wonder tonight, I want to ask you two things, and we're going to sing that second verse again. Number one, are you walking with him? Are you walking? Maybe you've never been saved and you want to be saved tonight. You ought to just get up out of your seat, walk down here, get down on your knees and get saved tonight. You might be up here in the choir and need to get right with the Lord. We're just going to have one big giant invitation. It don't matter if nobody winds up here singing. We'll just let Kathy play. It don't matter if she winds up not playing. We're just going to have one big invitation tonight. And I'm going to say, excuse me, one more thing. I feel like maybe, listen, if I love Jesus, I ought to love my brother and my sister. If I love Jesus, I love him. If I love Jesus, I love Bruce. And this evening when I was praying, I felt like the Lord just put it on my heart. Maybe somebody's hurt your feelings. Maybe you've been hurt in church, or maybe somebody said something that really hurts you. And maybe you need to come up here to the altar and pray about that thing. Don't you quit serving Jesus because of what one of God's people did. That's ridiculous. You put Jesus first regardless. Christians are human. Christians are going to make mistakes. Christians are going to let you down. And a lot of times that person never even meant to hurt your feelings. That just the devil got in that thing and made think that.
Maybe there's two. Maybe there's somebody. Maybe two of you men here tonight. I don't have nobody in mind when I say this. This is popping in my head, and I'm giving it to you. Maybe there's two men here tonight. You're mad at each other over a business deal. Maybe one of you thinks the other cheated him or something like that. And you need to just go to that brother and say, "Hey, brother, I want everything right between me and you. I'll pay you what I owe you, or we'll just forget it, or whatever. I want it right." Maybe there's two of you ladies. You got in an argument in the nursery over one of the babies, or something happened, and you got your feelings hurt, and you have been mad at that one, and she'd been mad at you, and every time you see her in the hall, you'll take two or three steps just to keep from passing that one you don't like. Man, listen, God's people ought not to act like that. God's people ought to have enough love in their heart to be able to love everybody. Amen? Maybe you need to just grab that sister by the hand and say, "Sister, I've been wanting to get this right with Kay for a long time. Sister, I'm sorry I talked about you, Kay, and called you all them bad names, Mousy and all that stuff like that. I want you to forgive me." Maybe you need to do that. Listen, that ain't nothing to be ashamed of. That ain't nothing to be ashamed of. If me and John needs to get in this altar tonight, and brother, me and him works together. I'm a preacher. He's the choir. The air's got to be clear between me and him. We can't have all against each other and work for God. Amen? You say, "Well, I'm just not going to..." Listen, you're a hindrance to the work of God if God's dealing with you about something and you want to get it right. Amen? Now, we're going to sing. If we all wind up in the altar laying up here bawling, that'll be all right. But I believe tonight there's some things in our church been needing to get right for a long time, and now just as good a time as any. Amen? I ain't going to go pointing nobody out, but if you got to get right over something, you got to go apologize to somebody, or just tell it to Jesus. Let's tell it to him right now. Go ahead, Kay. Amen. Here we go. All right, just start off on the bird. You just obey the Lord right now. This is the invitation right now. Go ahead.
"No other name is given whereby..."
Amen. There you go.
"Be saved."
There you go. You just obey the Lord tonight. If you love Jesus Christ, you just what He's telling you to do right now.
Yes. King of kings.
Do it for Jesus' sake. For Jesus' sake.
Lamb who was slain.
Come on. Come on. Let God have His way right now. Let God have His way right now. There you go. There you go. Come on. Let's sing. Say it now. Come on right now. Come on. There you go. Do it for Jesus' sake. Do it for Jesus' sake. For Jesus' sake. Get that thing settled between you and God. Amen. How about it tonight? Amen. Hallelujah to God. Don't you be ashamed. Don't you be ashamed. Chorus.
There is no other name like the name of Jesus.
Amen. Girls, go down there and pray with her, would you?
No other name to praise and proclaim. No other
Amen.
Name to
yes, hallelujah.
No
yes, hallelujah. Do it for Jesus' sake tonight. Come on, come on, come on, let's get it right.
There is no other name.
Amen.
Someone to help you when you're burdens and forgiveness of sin. The only one I can depend on. The sweetest name I know. He's personal Father, Savior, Friend, most of all my God. Friend, Master, Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Sing now, come on. Obey the Lord tonight. Y'all need to do something. If you need to do something, you better settle it between you and God. Better settle it between you and God. Amen. Better settle it between you and God. Let the Lord have His way in your heart. Let the Lord have His way in your heart tonight, friend. Don't be ashamed. Don't worry about somebody looking at you. Just settle it. Settle it. Just right between you and the Lord. Settle it between you and the Lord. Amen. Say it, folks. Say it. Amen. Say it. Amen.
You got something you need to get right?
Hey,
between you and God tonight, it's between you and the Lord. You better get it right. You better get it right tonight.
Amen. There you go. Amen. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yes, that's good. Keep moving. Hey, God's wanting to do something here tonight, folks. There ain't no doubt in my mind. The Lord laid it on my heart. He's wanting to do something in our church tonight. He's wanting to give us a boost. He's wanting to put us up on another shelf. God's wanting to give us something here tonight if every one of us will obey the Lord. If you're stubborn and quench that conviction and push off the Spirit of God dealing with you, maybe some of you in here used to be on fire for God, used to be active, and the devil's just about got you out of the race tonight. He's just about put out your light. He's just about snuffed you out. You need to get back in here and get on fire for God. I believe that's what the Lord wants to do for us tonight. Anything between you and the Lord, or you and somebody else. If you got something between you and somebody else, you got something between you and the Lord. Amen? There ain't a thing in this world between me and nobody. By the grace of God, I want everything clear between me and Jesus. Let's sing, let's sing. Just a chorus. If you need to, do it right now. Amen. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. That's good. You do what God's telling you to do.